Hello and welcome to the free combo event. My name's Adele Carlson and I'll be guiding you through this afternoon's event and synchronized swimming in general if you've never seen it before. So we have the free combo event. It's a fantastic event, this one. It's basically, if you think of dance, if you think of a chorus line and the main dancers, it's a little bit like that. So at times during the routine, you have the spotlight on one or two or three swimmers with the rest doing a chorus line in the background. And at other moments such as this, they're all involved in what's going to be a high lift. And the theme to this is Phantom of the Opera, if you haven't already guessed. Go, another great lift there, great height. Combinations are a great chance to get really creative. You can use your strongest swimmers and star in solo roles. And you can really show off. You can use up to 10 synchro swimmers. So a little bit different to the team event where you can only have a maximum of 8. However, smaller teams may only have 6 or 7 swimmers in theirs. So it's a nice tight pattern Bristol is showing here. So where the swimmers get really close together in the water, it's much easier then to change formations. So here we have the spotlight on the duet swimmers. And as you can see, the team are very close to them. Staying very close. They must change each part very close to the part previous. Nice use of a 4 and a 4. So here we have the team still swimming. The duet got involved a little bit in the gap and they're still waiting. Excellent cadence feature there. Very creative. So again, use there of the team and the duet. And now into a solo piece. It's a good chance to use the slower music for your soloists. They can express it a little bit easier than perhaps the team. You'll find in all the routines there's a difference between fast and slow music, or there should be, and the interpretation of that as well. So it's just falling off the vertical line there on the spin. It's a really difficult lift that they just tried to do there. So lifting a girl who's flipping over, using her own body strength against the others to go over in a handstand. Remember, these swimmers aren't touching the bottom of the pool. They're not allowed to. If they end up using the bottom of the pool, they'll be awarded a penalty. Excellent cadence there. Cadence where one swimmer starts and it goes through the whole pattern one by one. So the timing has to be really exact to see what's going on in a cadence. Here we've got a duet again. Using rapid movements there in the duet, slightly out of synchronization by the end. Here we are bringing 3 swimmers. Oh, and we have the team as well. Creative formation there. So combination routine is 4.5 minutes long, plus or minus 15 seconds. If you're any shorter than that or any longer than that, a penalty is given. So all the swimmers now involved in the routine. You must have 2 parts where all the swimmers are involved. Good lift there. It takes a lot of core strength for the swimmer on top. She gets a push from the team underneath, but she also has to use her own body strength to get up as well. Really good at keeping the swimmers close together. It looks so much tighter, more as a unit, when the swimmers perform close together as well. You're going to a big lift at the end. Oh, just fell off slightly right at the end. The swimmers, remember, are really tired at this point. Yeah, great performance there by Bristol.